What do you think about that?
What do you think about that? Mama would tell us to hold our wrist. They'd be a screw child, maybe sitting up on the house. And he would get just keep on getting lower and lower till it just fizz out. He'd just squeeze him to death. That's what they told us. We'd have him squeeze.
Cut that off just a minute. I got.
All right. There's a kind of bird that you'll see out on a tree pecking and digging.
That's peckerwood.
All right.
Redhead.
Are there different kinds of these?
Yeah, there's a peckerwood. But he has that same. Peckerwood is the same as a redhead, isn't it? That's the same.
Sapsuckers.
Are they the same as woodpeckers or peckerwoods?
No, they may be different birds. I don't know. But I've seen like the best
kinds of woodpeckers.
Yeah. One's top knotted.
One's got a red head.
Yeah, that's the red head, and the other speckled. I think it's a male, female, probably. Oh. This one top knot got a little hair, a little feathers grows up, but they can get on these trees.
Have you ever seen one that's this big?
They're pretty big. They're pretty big birds.
That's called an Indian hen.
That's called what? Say it for me.
Called an Indian hen.
Indian hen.
Now, does it have a red head?
Yeah, no.
Do you know about them?
Yeah, they're round here. And we have a little tiny bird. I don't know whether it's a little wren or whether it's what it is, but the male has a top knot and he's red. And the little female has a brownish color. And I feed them every spring. They come to the fig tree. And I throw out all my scraps and call Birdie Birdie. And they all just flock around. I throw it out that back door around there. And these little birds come and eat it. And if I don't feed them this morning and get to cooking my dinner, and I can look out in that fig tree and it don't have my leaves on there, they'll be a sick.
Okay.
Looking.
Now, do they peck in the bark, too?
No, they don't peck in the bark.
Now, this Indian hen you're talking about, now, is it like a peckerwood?
Yeah.
Does it have a red head?
Yeah.
And a top knot with it, I think. A top knot.
Have you ever heard it called a Lord God?
No.
I heard, and I was explaining to a black man over near Jackson that we have some woodpeckers in our area, and we have an old stump in our backyard that when it stops raining, Larry's going to have a man take it out, but so far it's just sitting there. And this bird, Larry looked out one morning, my husband, and he says, "Good grief, come look." And there was this woodpecker. It must have weighed 10 pounds, and it was about a foot high, and had a big red top knot. And he was demolishing that stump. He was ripping it apart.
Well, I would.
I was telling this black man.
Well, he was getting little worms out of that.
Is that the Indian hen you all are talking about?
That's what we call an Indian hen.
Makes
I didn't hear any noise. We made a movie of it out of the window. We were so astounded.
Well, if you let him on, he'll get her down to the dirt, too, because he's getting little tiny worms out of there.
That's what we said. Now, I was describing this to this black man, and he says, "Oh, yeah, that's what I call a log god."
A log god.
And that's why I'm exploring names for this big woodpecker.
Well, you know a nigger will make it have a name.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Give it a name.
That's true. I wondered, you know, if any of the white
people. Yeah, but pretty that when he's first one he ever did see, I bet he said, "Lord God," like that too. And that's why he named it. And some of the kids come along and said, "Did you say that was a log god?" And he said, "Yeah." I bet that's the way that come out.
May well be.
Well, there's a little hen. What kind of little hen is that?
Hen.
That little hen that they got down at Cortland. Edward and them went out and hunted them.
Oh, they were brought in from Mexico, like.
Well, they went out there and killed some of them. They're about like a pottage.
Bigger
than a quail. And they had that kind of meat when they was down there fishing.
They brought them in from Mexico.
You got what I said a while ago about what Faye said about her little griffin. Caught that 28-pound catfish. Like they had a fitty called Faye and told her to tell you that he had caught in his on his hook.
That matter. Doesn't matter.
It's crazy, though, but...
I've already heard it once, so I don't think you're crazy. I'll be the only one who hears it. There's an animal that if you mess with him, he might spray you with very bad.
That's polecat.
All right. Is the polecat the same thing as a skunk?
Same thing.
They're the same thing.
Yeah.